my peoples, it's Chance.
And it's Philly.
And we're back with the Chance and Philly Show. How you doing, brother?
I'm good. I feel quite ill.
Yeah, I heard you sing, try to sing Akon.
You hear that?
Yeah, actually feeling bad.
Yeah, no, I actually feel ill. I had a show in Netherlands as well.
Oh yeah, I saw Rotterdam.
I was ill in a bumper seat out there as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then I got lucky because when I started performing, it's like my nose cleared up a little bit. Second I come off stage, clogged back up.
Yeah.
So yeah. But I've been good, man.
Yeah, did you meet Jacquees and Eric Bellinger?
No. Do you know what my problem was, Chunks?
High maintenance.
But I don't know what Eric looked like. I don't know what he looks like. So like, how am I meant to like go, yo, brother, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
One of my good friends, best friends, a good fan of you.
By the way, guys, I don't know if you know Eric Bellinger, but he's probably one of my favorite artists. So I told Philly, tell him that I love him. And he didn't know how he looked like. So it's all good. No problem. Nothing to worry about.
I saw Jacquees though.
Oh yeah, how's he?
Well, you know how the man move, man.
Yeah, like, there's
a bare securities around him. Yo, if you're not here performing, clear the stage. If you're not part of the team, clear the stage. But I'm not moving, man.
Yeah,
I just perform, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. The American guys move bougie, innit?
But it was good. It was good. Yeah. Good time.
Just want to say for the visual watchers, as you can see, man, clean up.
New design.
New design.
New umpers.
If you like it, give me a climb. This is the new drop coming out soon. If you enjoy it, if you like it, let me know, man. But I was very proud of this one.
You like it, yeah?
Yeah.
Feels good. Sleek.
Good and just quality and nice.
Proper.
And right and good and nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm very happy with this one.
How's this Ramadan been for you?
Yeah, Ramadan. Obviously, I'm fasting right now, but by the time you guys watch this, it would have been long overdue, I think.
A week over.
But this Ramadan's been absolutely incredible. Alhamdulillah, I really, really, really have enjoyed this one. It's been a good reminder, a good Iman booster. And it's actually made me want to start my own ventures, which I won't get into right now.
Oh.
But I'll speak to you off camera, generally. It's made me look at the world different.
Wow.
Yeah, now, this one's done the most for me.
I was just about to ask that. I was going to say, so out of every Ramadan you've done, this is the one that's been most impactful for you?
Very good word, brother. Yeah, very impactful. Most impactful, generally. I think I'm trying to change the way I view things. I'm trying to change a lot of things about myself.
Yeah. Because you said at the start of the pod that you've been learning Arabic.
Yeah, man. This is something that I couldn't read Arabic growing up. Obviously, we used to have a teacher that comes to the house, teach us and stuff. But that was when I was very young and he stopped coming when I was very young. So I didn't really have time to find a passion for it or find a love for it. So I was very basic. It was like my alphabet. I just knew the alphabet. And then now it's like I've been taking lessons, alhamdulillah. And I can finally read, but it's just obviously at a very slow pace. Mm. But yeah, man, that's one thing I'm so proud of.
That's amazing,
this
bro.
Ramadan, man.
I can just about read in English and you can read in two different languages now. So that's
Somali,
good.
So three.
Three, all right.
Four, then. Spanish, can read Spanish.
Can you?
What? Send me a Spanish, I'll read it right now with the accent. Remember, you said my accent's good.
Oh yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah.
But I feel like people that speak different languages, wouldn't you agree, people listening? That people that speak different languages tend to have good accents when they learn a different language.
Facts.
I don't know why, but yeah.
Barranquilla.
Yeah, I feel like that's a thing. How you been though, Lawrence?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I finished Ramadan too. What was your best thing you broke with?
Like, best what was thing your I broke best?
You yeah, like, you know, when you good break question. A fast.
As in munch?
I'll be honest, being Somali and not being able to have access to Somali food anymore because I've moved out, definitely Somali food, man. It just, it hits that core memory, you know what I mean? Remembering growing up, having rice and meat and that growing up. So I had
that about
five, six times this year. And it was
three different level of carbs, you know? It's good though, but it's a lot for the gut.
No. It's a lot of carbalicious.
It's a lot for the gut. It is, brother.
Yeah. Because we used to have rice sometimes, obviously not all the time, potatoes in there.
So why the majority of Mali so maga though? If you lot eat better. Wow.
It's the way the metabolism set up, man. I don't know. I couldn't tell you what I don't know. I don't have the answer for you, brother. But I also, obviously, at the end of the day, it's portion control, isn't it? Fair enough, we might be eating loads of carbs, but if you're eating a small amount
you're getting agreed.
Weight. But it's just me. I took it to the other side and I ate a lot of it. But I don't regret it one bit because I really enjoyed eating food. But I'll take Somali food. What about you, bro?
Same. You want just like home comforts, right?
Yeah.
What, same as in Mali food?
Yeah, I love Mali food.
Have you ever had Somali food?
Yeah, I have actually, yeah.
Oh,
I don't know. Thing is, you know, a lot of people say they've had it. Like, I say I've had Chinese food. Have I really?
Oh, okay. I know what he means.
You know, I say now, I've had Indian food. Go to India.
Put it this way. When you tried Somali food, was it a Somali that made you try the food?
It was a Somali store in a market. But that makes me think, are you like, no, you know, are you putting the same spices on it? When, you, put, you know what I mean? Or they go, the white man's coming over, better to just, you know, better just put a little basil on that.
I got you, because there's spots near here.
Yeah, very really? Low.
I'm not going to say anything, but I'm going to grab it and we'll eat it before.
I love that. Yeah.
No, genuinely, like, it's very good. Very good food. Remember, I took you.
Yeah, nice.
What do you think?
I enjoyed it.
Right?
What's Somali food? Like, what's...
It's heavily influenced by Italian cuisine.
It's rice and meat.
Rice, pasta, a lot of pastas.
Beautiful.
Meat, very basic, but it tastes incredible.
Yeah. Rice fluffy, not fluff.
So what, you fasted the whole Ramadan?
Yeah, man.
How many years have you done this?
6 years in a row now.
Oh, wow.
My wife's like, yeah, you should probably believe by now. I was like, just give me my time.
She probably believe that now.
So why did you start fasting? Because your wife is Muslim and it was something that was like important to you? Or like
married to a Muslim. Two kids we're raising as Muslim, you can't really go half in, you know? You can't, like, I can't turn around and be like, yeah, I'm done. I think I'll eat at 6 tonight. Do you know what
what's
I mean?
Correct me if I'm wrong, remember, I don't know too much about
it. It's all good, bro.
So when you taking your shahada?
Shahada?
Yeah. When you taking that?
I'm moving towards that kind of stuff. I'm just like...
No pressure.
No.
Yeah, no pressure. It's coming from a non-Muslim.
But there is a little pressure. Do you know what I mean? There is a little pressure from, like, you said it.
The wife's family.
No, there's no pressure from them. There's pressure from the public. Because there's people who are like, oh, she shouldn't be married to you, all these kind of things. And I get that. I understand.
What do you mean pressure from the public? You're even like your Kim K and Kanye.
Because of the fact that we're talking technicality, a man can marry a non-Muslim woman.
But a woman can't.
A Muslim woman can't marry a non-Muslim man.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, God is Ar-Rahman, is the most forgiving, he's the most merciful. So at the end of the day, who's to say that you aren't going to change over time and then become a Muslim?
Revert. Everyone has their part, different parts.
Bro, you know at the end of the day, fam, like nobody can judge in it, only.
No, absolutely. Yeah, but you guys both get a lot of judgment though. I mean, you said there were loads of people who reached out to you after the last podcast.
I want to address this, you know, because it's getting a little bit out of hand.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Philly messaged me during this week.
Yeah, like it's getting a little bit annoying. Because, like, don't get me wrong. Sometimes I do feel hella lonely, but I just feel like there's such human things to, like, go through. Like, I get stressed, but I'm on top of the world, bro. I'm super happy in hindsight. Do you know what I mean? I've got a show with one of my best friends. I don't struggle financially. My mum's good. All my family's good. No one in my immediate family's got debt. I eat every day. Do you know what I mean? I wear nice clothes. So when in hindsight, I'm so happy. It was just that other day I got sad because I felt a bit lonely.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? But I'm getting loads of messages, people saying...
Are you depressed?
Yeah, Philly. Oh, I can tell that it's deeper than that. You're going through depression. And you know when I was fake laughing? Everyone thought that was real. Fake crying. Everyone thought that was real. People are messaging me saying, oh, like, I'm sad I saw you cry. Maybe I should just, like, be serious 24.
Yeah, no, I look like a bully now. Everyone's saying, yeah, oh, look, like everyone's Chunks don't even care about
they're saying
friend.
Stuff like, Chunks don't even care about me. And I'm thinking, what? Like...
That's weird.
It's almost similar to like when I'm streaming and like me and Ginger are talking so rude to each other and then people take things out of content. That's just the dynamic and the relationship me and him have. 100%. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. So everyone chill. I'm not depressed. That day I just felt sad. Like this morning you probably woke up happy, but tomorrow you're probably going to feel sad and you don't know. It's just like standard human emotions. I am so good. I thank God so much for the life that I live. Just that day, I just felt a bit lonely. But
also, is that not endearing that people care about you to the point where they're like, oh, how's Philly doing? Oh my God.
Yeah, no, it is beautiful. But at the same time, it's annoying in a sense because it's how people are delivering it. Oh, I know you're hiding behind that smile. Well, I'm not. I promise you I'm not. I'm fine. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, that's a wild thing
but
to
also,
say.
Also, the thing is, I know Philly, innit? Like more than everybody watching this video right now. So I feel like he isn't the kind of person to shy away from the fact if he is feeling a certain way, he'll just tell me, you know,
yeah,
like,
I'm mad emotional.
This is how I feel. Like, do you know what I mean? Same with me. I'll open up to him if I'm not feeling like, we had a private conversation before this off camera right now. And I'll just let him know how I feel about a certain situation. Do you know what I mean? It's like, we don't have to mask our emotions or hide how we feel. So one thing I will say is, yes, guys, I am not bullying my friend. Like obviously-
100%. I smack him over. Like,
yeah, he really punched me up. You know what I mean? And obviously when he wakes up from his dream and then I'll break his mouth because obviously he can't do that to me. But now, all jokes aside, we have a very healthy relationship.
Yeah, we do,
so
man.
So please stop trying to instigate and make it look like it's not what it is.
Yeah. But regardless though, thank you for your concerns though. But seriously, I'm good. Stop taking things out of context. Like, unless it don't come from my mouth, understand that I'm good. I'm not hiding no emotion. Like, I really
crippling
am good.
Depression.
Yeah.
I was going to say though, do you think we look back on this generation and be like, wow, those guys were, that was a weird generation where everyone's judging
well,
each other and just what we're going through now. I'm not saying you specifically.
Yeah. The year of the Gen Z millennials, the end of the millennials, the early Gen Zs.
Yeah.
Yeah, this could potentially be competing for the worst generation of all time.
Why? Because of the combo of things you
Social media. Oh, my God.
It's just so judgmental.
Yeah.
Like, so many
social
people.
Media ain't it. Like, it's genuinely ain't it. And social media also has had other impacts where it's impacted the way people feel like they should look. Mm. So, obviously, we have a lot of impressionable girls and guys that believe that at the age of 18, 19, you should be a millionaire and you should be making a certain amount of money. So that then pressures the kids of nowadays that are watching, you know what I mean, social media, believe that they have to have a certain amount of money or they have to look
a certain
way.
Of life, yeah.
You know what I mean? With girls, I feel like the beauty standards, they have their models, people that they look up to on IG that are verified and they've, you know what I mean, they're in a bikini and they've got some BBLs going on or, you know what I mean, they have the quote unquote perfect body.
Yeah.
And obviously just pressures people to feel a certain way, you know, because they feel like if I don't look like this, I haven't reached the beauty standard and I don't look good, which is very detrimental. And then obviously with the guys, I feel like his lifestyle, they look up and see guys talking about, man, stop being lazy, make £1 million a month. Like, what, you know what I mean? And it's kind of like, you know, literally, what is the top 1% of earners in the UK?
Yeah, it's literally over 100 grand.
Yeah, so. You know, it's 100 grand a year of top 1% earners in the UK. So why do you think...
Is it 100 bags a year?
Yeah, bro.
Well, that's like a top lot 1% of
probably
money.
Even, yeah, I'm
that's
saying...
That's like life-changing for anyone.
Do you know what I'm trying to say? But I'm saying, that look how much that money is. But social media will make you think 100 grand a year is all right. Like, it's not great. No,
social media will make you think 100 grand is low now.
There you go,
they
bro.
Will make you think that to live in London, you need 200 grand a year, which probably isn't unrealistic. But like... You need a lot of cash.
Mm.
And it's just like, yeah, I generally... So why... First of all, why do you think it's like that nowadays? I'm asking you a question. And do you think it will change? And Florence, if you have any other questions...
I think it'll change.
Do you think it will change?
I think we're going through the pain to get to the bit where people are less judgmental. Our kids are going to look back at this generation and go, you know, when we look at racism or we look at all those things, people are going to go, why did you judge that other person's mental health like that or that person's mental state? Because in the next generation, we're going to understand the brain like 10 times
better. Nah, I disagree. Okay, actually, let me not even just shut down your opinion. How do you think it's going to change? Like, what is it going to cause? Just mental health specifically?
No, our understanding of the human brain is only going to get better, right?
Yeah.
So the more we understand, the more people are going to go, okay, so I get, you know, to pick an example, like Kanye West, that's mental health that's causing this guy to go through episodes. It's not because he's a bad, I mean, he's saying bad things, but he's not a bad person inherently. There isn't someone there who's trying to be awful. He's having mental health problems. But in public, we're going, bad person, this person's that. That's super judgmental.
Mm,
and you wouldn't, by the way, that wouldn't have been the case in previous generations, I don't think.
I think it's tricky with that one because, again, I don't know him, so it's just an opinion. But I feel like sometimes he does do calculated moves.
But people with mental health issues can do calculated things. So you don't have to be on the floor rocking back and forward just to be, you know, like have mental health problems. You can be bipolar, you can be depressed, you can have schizophrenia. There's lots of different ways. And these don't manifest as like you becoming Two-Face from Batman. They manifest as you saying nasty things sometimes or, do you know what I mean?
Here's a question. Would you agree or disagree that we all have mental health issues to a certain extent?
100%.
Chunks?
Yeah, I don't know.
No?
I don't know, man.
I feel like we all do. Like,
I think a lot of people... will at one point in their life struggle with certain a situation, but it's literally that's what life's about. You know
that's
I mean?
The point I was trying to make.
Yeah,
when I was saying I have my sad days. It's just life.
Yeah, that's what life's
so
about.
So when I deep it, like we all kind of suffer with mental health. Some obviously worse than others.
Yeah. But in the future, we'll understand it better as well.
Yeah, but I also feel like I think as the future as it progresses, it's going to keep getting worse. In my
opinion. My mom.
Talk to him.
I have to, innit?
Talk to him.
You know, sometimes I don't pick up and I think she could be going for the worst thing ever, you know.
Very pessimistic, but okay.
Ma, you okay?
Yeah, that's mental.
Didn't have to go that far.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah, I was... Okay. Call me after... In
she's
Unaura.
Safe. She's safe.
Yeah, it's very, very important. Please, Unaura.
Unaura, mate.
Damn, what
one hour.
Yeah.
About that is she goes, I've been kidnapped. I'm on the other side of the sea. Yeah, just let me finish the pod.
Imagine.
That's a real
guy. That's horrible, bro.
But I do have a question. Where do different beauty standards come from now? Okay, regarding girls, I feel like bodies come in and out of season in terms of there's times when BBL was a thing. Like, yeah, maybe 5 years ago, girls, let me know in the comments. 5-10 years ago, I think it was like, yo, this is the new body standard and this is what you should look like. This is the new beauty standard, sorry. And if you don't look like this, then no one's really going to look at you. But there was obviously a time before that where it was like the 90s, early 2000s, where slim it was waist. That slim girl.
Skinny
aesthetic. And people that were big used to think, I need to be slim. I need to be in my slim bag. Then after, I think it transitioned into slim, thick. You know what I mean? I think it's seasoned. It's the same as clothing.
What?
Like, don't be pressured to feel like you have to look a certain way because guess what? You're going to look good, quote unquote, to people in that certain season or at that certain time frame. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like just you should generally be happy with what you have and don't feel like you're lacking at certain things because at the end of the day, it's all about what's in there and in there.
Yeah.
Like generally, I'm not just saying that. I feel like you're going to just attract wrong attention when you look a certain way because you fit the beauty standard, quote unquote, because that's actual rubbish. Like, genuinely, that's what I agree. That's what I believe in, sorry.
What do you think sets these trends and seasons of, like, beauty standards?
Social back media. I genuinely think it's social media and also, like, looking at the famous celebrities at the time, you think, okay, who's in their bag right now? And I'm talking about 5-10 years ago, the Kardashians obviously were absolutely mega stars. And obviously still are to some extent. Yeah. But I'm saying, as in, for me personally, keeping up the Kardashians when that was out, when Kim was with Kanye, when that was the prime TV and everything, like Kim obviously had a BBL, her sisters did, allegedly, of course, because they say they didn't. But it's like, when people are looking at them, they're thinking, all right, well, I need to have this fake hourglass, you know what I mean, figure, and then no thighs, but have a wham back. It's like, bro, like, and Dr. Miami was benefiting from it. If it wasn't him, then it was people risking their lives to go all the way to flipping Dominica Republic, Miami, and Turkey, and all these kind of places. And it's like...
In some people's defense, though, like, I know some women that are way older than like our age and they've definitely got treatment done because it's like an insecurity.
That's different.
That are not on the internet and they've genuinely got something done to themselves to make themselves feel better.
Sure.
Okay, now I'm going to put my hand up for that one. Thank you so much, Thors. I feel like being pressured to do something because of how people look around you is a wrong. It is wrong, genuinely, I believe so. But if you have an insecurity about something, I can understand you more, guaranteed. But obviously when you have a family and something so dangerous as like a BBL is selfish, of course, because of the fact you have to also remember about the people around
dangerous,
you.
Yeah?
Very dangerous.
Yeah, I'm not clued up on
that. Yeah, they're very, very, very dangerous.
Any surgery
is
dangerous. Yeah.
But it's the, obviously, I've seen like so many botched jobs and things that have gone wrong and people that have died from it. You know what I mean? I understand that obviously there's insecurities and I've had insecurities and I've done work on them, like being my teeth and you know what I mean? So it's like, I completely understand the insecurity aspect of things, but you also have to balance the pros and cons and balance the risk of things. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, it's not that deep because of the fact that you want to have a smaller waist and a bigger bum.
Do you ever look back on photos of yourself from previous times and go, God, I did actually look good there, but I thought I didn't look good?
Yeah, of course. September 2021.
In
that time, but with Phil, thank God, he's never had like insecurities regarding how he looks.
No, but you might have had a time where you were like, I've got a few spots
I've always looked the same. It's boring.
Yeah, to the point where, remember, you even mentioned that he had that chipped tooth, but he actually likes it.
Yeah.
And I love that about Phil. I
like imperfections.
Yeah.
Yeah, John Legend said it.
Like, I'd like a scar here.
Really?
Well, now you're doing loads. You want to force a scar?
No, but I wouldn't just get a blade and go like that.
You like the ones here?
But if I had one and the doctor said to me, yeah, like that, I like that.
You like those?
Yeah, I love that.
No, but you hated it at the beginning.
No, but now it adds to it. Yeah. You know what I mean? I could be chilling with someone like...
Yeah, there you go. Literally said it.
I'm saying it's situational.
You said, what's something that you look back on and thought, at the time I hated it, but now I like it?
Mm.
Well, like I remember when he just got the scar and he was wearing his Rolex because he just bought a new Rolex. He was like, yeah, but this ruins it. I still remember you said that. And I said, bro, it's just a flipping scar, bro. It's not that deep.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
Yeah, and now you're saying you love it, bro.
Yeah, I do love it.
That's human condition.
Only because now it creates conversation. Yeah, how did that happen? I fell off a bike. Yeah. And I say super bike. These times it was a ped.
It was a little shit ped. I was with you that day.
150.
Yeah, it was nothing crazy.
I said, yeah, I fell off a 700.
Yeah. But I just want to also go back and say, I am not judging anyone that does this treatment.
Yeah, or anything.
I'm just saying, my opinion.
Yeah, I know, but it's boring. You've got to say that, though.
It's just like, I get it, but you've done your own stuff. Like I said, you've done your teeth or whatever you've had done.
Yeah,
or...
of course. I get it. I completely understand it. I'm just saying it's very dangerous, especially when you have a family that loves you. And but I understand insecurities completely. I'm the person that had them growing up, and I had flipping crippling, you know what I mean, anxiety at one point. So it's like, I get it. I do get it.
I feel like sometimes celebrities have a responsibility, though. Like Kim Kardashian allegedly lying about it isn't great, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because it makes other people think, well, why don't, like, if she's got it naturally, as a 30-year-old guy or whatever, 28, whatever, you can go, I know what you're saying there.
Yeah.
But as a 14-year-old, as a 15-year-old, you go, oh, yeah. So that's all natural, is it?
Yeah. I just want the kids of our of the generation right now growing up that are like 12, 13, 14, don't have to be insecure themselves at such a young age, and there's generally nothing wrong with them. Like, I understand if you feel like you have a big gap in your tooth and you're like, you want to fix it. I get it. But like, you have a normal just body and then you think in your head, why don't I have curves? And you're 14. It's just so bad. It's very bad for
your brain. Your body's going to go through in the next 10 years.
It's just so bad. You know what I mean? Like, you haven't even, you know what I mean, reached proper puberty. Like, just wait. Like, you don't know what's going to happen. And also with the guys, it's like feeling pressure to uphold this lifestyle, even when these unrealistic lifestyles where girls are like, if he doesn't do this and this and this for me, I don't want it. You know what I mean? It's like, it's very unrealistic. You know what I mean? Of course, the basic standards is being respected by your man. Of course, everybody should have that. You know what I mean? But it's like, if he doesn't get me a G-Wagon by my 22nd birthday, that it's like, that's so unrealistic.
I can't date a girl like that.
Don't set yourself to these unrealistic standards, because guess what? You're never going to be happy. It's the fact.
Like, you see, if I always pay for everything, let's just say you live far and I always pay for your car, get you an exec, not even the Prius, every meal's paid for, you know what I mean? I'd like a girl for one day to go, oh, do you know what, babe? You got the last 20, let me just pay for this one. I'd like that. It doesn't happen, but I'd like that one day.
Yeah.
I'll do it one day.
Yeah, but okay. I'm just literally giving advice to the up-and-coming people, the youths, them of the generation, just letting you know that, please, don't feel pressure to do anything.
Stay safe.
Stay safe.
Because life is all about preparation.
No, preparation, because it rhymes with safe.
Some people using Snapchat filters as references now for...
You know what? Snapchat's also liable as well.
You think?
Yes. Because all these effing filters... I think they should ban all filters. Because, you know, to the point where... Have you ever done this, bro? Where you're taking pictures with, like, a kid, right? Whether it be a guy or a girl. And they do this. And by the way, for the audio listeners, I'm covering my face. So they'll take the picture and do this. I'm like, who are you? Like, what who are you running from? Like, growing up, none of us hid from pictures.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I remember in school, everyone would be like, doing stupid faces and like, yo, look.
Or like, they'll do like this one, like half face.
Yeah, half face, that's cool.
I'm the only one in the picture.
Do you remember that
girls,
era?
Girls, you remember these little poses in 2014? And
where this, one.
Yeah. All of that, like, they loved it, you know what I mean? They embraced it. But I'm saying the new gen nowadays are all doing and covering it and... I've taken a nick, but yeah, it's because of insecurities and making people feel like you don't look good in a set. Like, I've had so much little kids and say, oh my God, I don't look good though. At 12 years old,
yeah,
who thinks about
crazy,
looking
you know,
good?
That is sad though.
Like, you, God does your makeup. You don't need makeup.
Yeah,
you know what
Chunks,
I'm trying to say,
right, genuinely.
No, Chunks is right, you know. That's, wow, Chunks, you're right.
Have you not clocked the little user?
Bro, that's very sad, you know. Do you know what? I've never actually took it into that much consideration, you know? You know how sad that is, bro? At 12 years old, you're so worried about, like, how people are going to perceive you. Do you know how mad that is, bro?
And then obviously that's other kids that are bullying other kids,
like,
because they don't look the same way.
You're meant to go through, like, the little raw puberty's kicked in stage, bare spots on me. Like, it's just so normal. Do you know what I mean?
It's a rite of passage, isn't it?
Yeah.
In a way.
Like, it's just life. It's the process of life, like... Wow, Chunks, you never made me deep that.
No, yeah.
I just thought, oh, like, they're shy, but in hindsight...
Bro,
sorry,
school.
But
we
in hindsight, you're right. Like, you're covering something because you're kind of ashamed of how you look like in that present moment.
Yeah.
Just want to let everybody know everyone's beautiful. Yeah, you are beautiful no matter what they say. So I just quote... Okay,
because you are beautiful no matter what they say.
I've got another quote that I just made up now. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections.
Wow, Chunks, 2024.
Mad. That is legendary. That's, wow.
Yeah. I got another one. Beautiful. I just want you to know.
That's Pharrell. Don't
you really? Yeah, so this is your one.
Anyway, guys, all right, what's next, Lawrence?
I got a good question for you. You two good friends, best friends?
Like, yeah.
Very
yes.
good, very,
yeah.
very good.
Yeah. Family, yeah. brother.
How in sync can two people be?
And oh, I mean, we're very in sync. I finished your sentence.
Watch, I'll show you now. Between, five fingers, yeah, between one hand, put up a number in 3, 2, 1.
Hey, for the audio listeners, yeah? We just said put up a number between 1 to 5 and we just both put up a 3 in sync.
That's wild.
I'm telling you, Lawrence, you can't play with me and my brother.
Yeah, I can't lie, we're different, man.
And guess what, for a second I was going to think 4, but I said...
Did you think 4?
On my mother's life, I swear on everything I love, bro. If I'm lying, then God, please strike me down with lightning. I'm actually begging the Lord to do that. Bro, I put up 4 and last second I done this.
Well, I wish there was a camera. I said 4. No. Then when I looked at his eyes, I don't know why. Just
changed.
And I'm like, yeah.
Oh my God, I've done the same thing.
The best thing is I can see both your hands under the table.
Oh, I actually done the same thing.
That's wild.
But I think it shows, that's what I was going to say before this guy got me excited. I think it shows in our content. Like, I work with a lot of people, but he just gets it, man. What do you think causes that? With some people, it's just absolutely natural, isn't it? And in some people, it's like the amount of time
you spend.
You sync up. You're in sync with somebody, the more you chill with them, isn't it?
I feel like, so you tell me what you think about this. You know, women who live in the same house, eventually they go on the same cycles as each other.
I've heard about that.
When you sleep with loved ones, your heart rate and your breathing goes in sync with those people.
I've heard that as well. I've heard that you even sleep quicker when you're with the person you love.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that as well.
I'm out like that.
That's why whenever I sleep back in the days when I used to sleep in bed with my mum, the second I was in there, yep, I was gone. I was
takes
gone.
My wife a while to fall
asleep. I was having a John stays over. I know I fall asleep.
Because it was there for one night. One night only.
No, but seriously, like there are people out there who can probably do that. I've got that 3 thing with my best friend. There's a lot of people who are like,
In sync.
And it's not magic. It's just there is something in the human body that...
Oh, I always take it to religion and God. But I wonder what like the Bible says about that. Or in your case, the Quran.
But about what being in sync?
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything regarding that, to be fair. I could be wrong. But I'm saying I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I feel like it's genuine friendships that lead to you being in sync, that lead to you being understanding and finishing each other's sentences. Do you know what I mean?
As long as you don't attribute it to something that's ungodly, it's part of his universe, right?
Yeah, I don't think you've got anything to worry about when it comes to that stuff. But regarding the in sync stuff, who do you think is the most in sync? We've got twins, there's partners, best friends. So what would you say?
Twins.
I'd say twins.
You said, sorry, the list was twins, partners, and best friends.
Yeah.
Twins, partners, best friends. We could just call it coincidence.
Let's break them down. I feel like it all depends at what age, because twins naturally, between, let's say, from the ages of when they was born up to like they're 16, they're pretty much together all the time, though. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know twin.
From before they're born. That's the mad bit. I think that's the bit that syncs them up.
Yeah,
being in the same confined space for 9 months.
Do you reckon?
Every move.
I feel like it's conversations, like the hobbies you have together, though, and stuff like that, right?
I feel like it comes from they came from the same egg.
Yeah, but me and Chunks didn't. And I'd like to, obviously not as much as twins, but I'd like to think that we are super in sync.
Yeah.
So then I feel like it just comes with like the time you spend with someone, no?
And do you think you two are... like profoundly differently in sync, or do you think this is a common thing for best friends to have?
I don't think it's a common thing for best friends to have, because I feel like there are best friends that are very different to each other.
It's true.
But I feel like me and Phil's share a lot of the same interests, but also have very different interests as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think we're like so in common. You know what I mean? I think there's going to be best friends that have much more in common.
Than us, sure.
Yeah, yeah. They have they go to the same basketball training. They go to the same thing. They have the same, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Their girlfriends might even be friends. You know what I mean? It's like, it's all just close. Whereas I feel like just chilling with Philly so much, we have certain things that we know about each other so well. You know what I mean? The number of stuff was just crazy. That was just that was a coincidence. Like,
were you saying it in your head as you were doing it as well?
Yeah, I was saying it in my head.
You were saying
I was saying, what is it?
Now, do you know why though? Because if we do it again with 10 fingers,
we won't get it. I'm telling you now, we won't get it. Like, I'll tell you for free.
10 fingers?
Yeah, 10 fingers. I got it ready. Look, I already got it ready.
Scientific test.
Yeah, I already got it.
You're going mad.
Yeah, I'll go.
So that's your choice already.
I'm not changing either.
Can I just say, that might prejudice it a little bit.
Why?
Right? I'd rather that you looked at him, did the hands, and then said, I'm doing
it
right
now. No, I'm done. I'm not changing mine. I'm not, it don't matter. Free.
Because it's different for him. It's either that one or this one. I'm telling you now for free.
Okay.
It's either that one. But you know what? I'm going to go for my gut.
Yeah.
All right,
3, 2, 1.
7-7.
I told you, bro. Leave it alone, bro. We're in sync, bro.
That's actually wild as well.
We're in sync, bro. That's nuts. Like, I'm getting goosebumps.
Okay, wallahi, for the people watching this, wallahi, we're not telling
this is not, no, because you know they're going to think this is scripted.
I know, wallahi, it's not scripted.
That's we both wild. Did
seven. And shall I tell you my logic behind seven? Yeah. That's Philly's favourite number.
Yeah.
It used to be eight, though.
Yeah, but
it's a 17 now.
Yeah, but now you're like seven.
Girth and turf as well, and Ben's left seven.
Did he just say used to be eight?
Used to be eight.
Do you know what he just said to me under the table? He just went, it's either seven or eight.
No, this, is it? About, at this point, it's a bit weird now.
Yeah.
Now it's not weird.
You're my friend.
He's my friend. You sound like my toddler's friend.
He's my friend. That's nice, isn't it, to have a mate like that?
But like, so for instance, there was a conversation we were having before the podcast. Someone else said, I won't say specifics, but they said they had a feeling their partner had cheated on them, right? And they couldn't get rid of this feeling. Whole weekend, they were like, oh, my partner's cheating on me.
Oh, that's sad.
Sunday night, they got a call from their best friend, and their best friend says, my partner's cheated on me.
Ooh.
Horrible.
Oh, that's sad.
That, I wonder
how only say that's
sync.
Sad because you said before the pod, so that means it's someone that I know, so that's super sad.
So if you can be in sync, there's no one on the pod, but if you can be in sync with someone like that, you know when someone else in the world's going through pain, when other people, but it could also just be coincidence.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, no, that's mad. I was going to say mad.
Do you think you can accept somebody back for cheating on you?
Whoa. I did, but I was young, so don't count.
How young?
Oh, you accepted it from that John?
I took her back and then she broke up with me.
How young? She broke up. How long did it take?
Huh?
How long did it take for her to break up with you?
So wait, so for audio lessons, because they didn't know the extended version of this, the story. So obviously we're talking about All Fours girl. It was when Philly walked in and saw his girl on All Fours, obviously cheated on him. Horrible, horrible.
Dogs.
But yeah, and dogs. But you then took her back.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
Broke up with me.
How long after?
I don't know, a couple of weeks, a month.
Sorry.
I was young though, man.
How young?
Young and in love, bro. Like dumb love, like 16, 17, I don't know. Like,
that's
probably, yeah, like I was young. I wasn't even a man, bro.
Right now, in terms of your tolerance, you reckon you can take back a girl that cheated on you?
No, because like now I'm like, I'm not saying there's not women that I date that are not catches, but I know I'm a catch.
But what about if you knew that you were lacking? If you were lacking? If you actually neglected her for about a month and then all of a sudden in that month you decided
is that cheating?
Her logic was basically you literally didn't even check for me.
You neglected
her. Was we in a relationship?
Yeah, but you were like
busy. But then I still cheating.
Yeah, of course.
But then, I don't like that scenario because that's not me. Like, there's no way I'm in a relationship and I'm not going to speak to you for a month.
Mm. No,
or even see you.
Say you got a lot of shoots.
I'll fly you out. Yeah, come to a shoot with me.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? I'm touring Australia in September. Let's just say, hypothetically, I did have a go at that point. Cool, you're missing the first two shows, but you're coming to the last one if I ain't
seen you.
Are
you touring in Australia?
Yeah.
Wild. Can't believe you went to Australia to the pod. That's wild, man.
September.
Well,
I slipped that one in, innit?
Yeah. No, you didn't tell no one.
Yeah, I know, but we're not announcing it yet, but minor, they can know. It's going to get announced soon.
Where what cities?
Perth, Sutton Gold.
Gold Coast.
Yeah. Sydney and Melbourne.
Wow.
You know who doesn't get love? Brisbane.
Yes.
Why didn't you go Brisbane?
Maybe I'm not gone in Briz.
Oh, what? They don't feel your things in Brizzy?
Yeah. Stop talking like you're from... You see this guy? He talks like he's Australian. I said, they don't feel your thing in Brizzy?
Brizzy, huh?
Gold Coast.
Yeah.
Gold Coast.
By the
bay.
But yeah, so I'm going to do that. But yeah.
You know who's going to be so happy that you're going up there? Perth. Because Perth is like the one that I get messaged the most saying, why don't you guys ever come to Perth?
Yeah.
But guess what, guys? I'll be with Philly in Perth for the Australian tour.
No, wild.
I'm definitely lying. I'm definitely lying.
Why are you definitely lying though?
Australia, 24 hours on the plane. You see that flight.
You'll come for one show. I know you will. I genuinely know you will. My first ever tour and you're not going to come. You'll definitely come. But yeah, anyway, back to the point I was saying, there's no way it's going to go a month and I'm not going to see the person I love. Do you know what I mean? That's mad.
I get that. Now take out the money that you have. Take out all of the, because that's a bit of a cheat code on these kind of questions.
Yeah.
Say, it's not about that. What now? Say you're just, you know.
Well, then love's going to have to win and we're going to still have to like FaceTime and Skype and make the time out to try making
I like that.
Each other. Do you know what I'm saying? Love will win, fam.
Do you think cheating is a symptom of another problem? Like if someone cheats, then it's not really about
not necessarily. That's not the only thing.
Oh yeah. Where do you think it stems from?
I think cheating stems from if you are a shit person yourself. Also, if you feel like certain things are lacking in your relationships, but best believe that there's a lot of relationships that people are staying in because of the familiarity and not because they love their person. they have like unconditional love, but they're not like excited to be in a relationship with this person anymore. And they're just so used to being in it, but they also want to explore other options. They're going to just do that and hope they don't get caught.
I agree with the second part, not the first part.
What was the first part?
Your first part was because they're just genuinely a shit person, but I think you're a good person, but you've done shit things.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, you're talking about lapse of judgment then.
What do you mean, brother?
As in, are you now saying they're not a shit person, but they just had shit judgment at the time?
Yeah, like they made a shit decision.
Someone that, what about someone that cheats more than once? Because usually when you cheat, it's not usually once. You're going to cheat on a person and go back to that same person potentially.
More than once. I understand your
point. So it's like, it's premeditated. I get it, feel like outside on a scatty
like
one.
Random. And then they just catch you.
It's more understandable. I'm not saying it's allowed. I'm just saying it's more understandable. But as in a premeditated one where you're messaging this person, boom, you shout at them, you've gone to link them, you've rushed them. You know what I mean? Like you had all this time to think about it.
Then there's now emotional cheating.
That's crazy. You know what I'm trying to say? But in general, obviously, the whole cheating concept in itself is crazy. But also what I do find crazy in itself is cheating is very blurred, linesy, grey area-ish. Because it's like a certain relationship would think this isn't cheating compared to another relationship that says this is cheating. So it's kind of like you and your partner will understand what your boundaries are.
What would you rather, if you had to, it's a mad question, but if you had to pick, would you rather you find out your girl just clarted one man on a quick random one, quick chop, or she's been seeing him for time, saying I love you, you know what I mean? Like clarting him on a regular, saying I'm going away with the girls, but flew to go see him.
That's the worst one ever. That's emotional and that's dark, the
emotional. Ones.
And you're at home with your ute and like looking after your ute.
Yeah.
You know that, you know, I generally, I could trust anyone after that.
Yeah. And then your little boy and you two are confused. Where's mommy? Oh yeah, she's with her friend.
Listen to the story. Listen to the story. She's getting
battery. You're also lying to
the kids. Listen to the story. And as you've preed the ute, you've clocked, as time goes on, he doesn't look like you. Do the DNA test, not your ute.
Wow.
You know that happens to people?
Yeah.
That's why apparently it's like a known thing now in America where they say, when your wife gives birth, or when your girl gives birth, have a DNA test straight away.
What?
Genuinely, I swear to God, if you see the comments of all these little cheating videos, all of it says, that's why you should do a DNA test as soon as it's born. I said, that's brazy. That's brazy.
Did you do that?
I feel like the culture.
My wife are like this.
I feel like the culture in the States.
I'm not even married, but I'm saying my wife are like this.
I looked at my son when he came out and I was like, yeah, that's mine.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Well, he had long hair?
No, she looks exactly like
you. Know, I get asked by everybody on this earth, how does Lawrence look?
Meedy. Yeah, yes and
no. Don't do that. He's actually a leg white brother.
Yeah.
He's white, by the way. He's white.
Yeah, he's white with long hair. He has a beard.
No, but he might not have long hair for long.
Day before Eid, this podcast will be out. I'm going to cut all this hair off.
But where are you going though? Back to
don't get like a Johnny haircut. A Johnny Carey haircut.
Mean? Oh, right. Okay.
You know Johnny does this all the time with his hair.
Yeah.
Don't be that guy, man.
No, I can't go for the Essex look.
To be fair, I remember
you before this, you had a little...
Just like a little messy thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Are you going,
messy thing.
Yeah.
Are you going for the H look? Like buzz cut?
Nah, never.
No, I can't do that. My cheeks are a little too puffy for
that. No, you might look a little bit Lenger.
No.
Because your face is like...
Bro, I'm going to walk in and you're going to go, who is that?
Wow.
I'm looking forward to it, bro.
Yeah, I'm growing out my hair. That's why I got a hat on.
Well, you got your waves going.
Yeah, I'm going for plaits. Look ones like that.
You actually look so good.
How's that funny?
You know, Cat Williams style.
I'm going to the yard and cutting them off. Why? Don't do that. I want plaits. I would hate your plaits. But talking about aesthetics.
That was a joke.
Talking about aesthetics, let's talk about the next question, which is height important in men? Now, Philly.
Ask a woman, because I don't look at men.
But
based on like dating girls, yeah. Like I've.
Do you think that's shallow?
No.
I'm saying
I agree with you guys.
Imagine that, bro.
I think for a girl to say, I want my guy to be this certain height, I think that's fine. I think what the problem is, I think what I'd look more, my man needs to be earning a certain amount.
Sure.
I think.
Get your money a certain height is what you're saying.
Are you taller than your wife?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah
you're taller.
Like a foot and a bit.
What are you?
6'1".
Oh, we're all 6 foot gang.
Yeah, I can't believe it, huh? What would you feel like if you were shorter than 6 foot though? What would you do then?
Don't think it'd be the same.
So what are we saying? You shouldn't be saying 6'2", yeah.
Is that what I'm saying?
6'2".
Just off camera. Are we saying off camera? Yeah, off camera.
Oh,
you're 6'4".
I'm 6'4" and you're 6'2".
Yeah. No, we'll cut this bit out. You're saying you're what, 6'2"?
No, I'm not saying. I'm telling you I am 6'2".
Yeah, but
what if I say the wallahi? That I'm 6'2".
Yeah, but the wallahi won't make the thing.
Oh, okay.
We're going to edit around that.
Yeah.
Right. And they're just going to hear 6'2".
So you're saying that if you were, what, 5 foot nine, something like
five
that?
5 foot 8.
5 foot eight.
Never on my eights. Never on my eights.
That's no, the average height.
If you were.
Oh, if you were. Okay.
Yeah, if you were 5 foot eight, 5 foot 8.
Do you find that a problem ever?
I've dated girls that for them it's a real concern and they've gone, like, let's just say I've met one on the internet, yeah? They'll definitely go, how tall are you? But then there's some that meet me and they go, I don't care that I'm taller than you. So sometimes it's like...
Oh, you met girls that are taller than you?
Yeah.
Right, you met girls that are 6 foot three?
Yeah, lift me up for a change. Yeah, strong and bulky. Gal, play sports, athletic gal.
What is your perfect height for a girl, if you had one in your head? That's a good question.
5'2".
I'm going to ask you first.
5'2", you know.
Height? I know what it is.
Go on. So what's your perfect height in a woman?
I'd say like 5'5".
Oh, is that your wife's height?
Does it happen to be? Can I just say, it also depends on heels. So I like her in a little heel.
And then me? My one's 5'7" and stylish. You know what's from Tariq? Oh, you didn't watch Love Island?
No.
You made a rap about Ella when he was like, my one's 5'7" and stylish.
Yeah, that's horror. But yeah, mine
that's your Bridget.
Yeah, mine would be 5'2".
5'2"?
Yeah, I like them short little petite ones.
That is very short.
Yeah, that's short for you. You're 6 foot. Where you going?
Cut good and proper and nice
good,
and
good kit.
Yeah, good kit. That's new shape.
But seriously, there are studies that show that men who are below a certain height do struggle with dating because people say, oh, that person's not going to be able to protect me or not going to be able to, you know.
I've met some 5'6" shooters that will absolutely snuff man in. So
I can think of one man now that's smaller than man and absolutely wets the fucking net. I'm talking, he's Nicholas. And no, he's Fernando Torres at his prime at Liverpool.
Suarez.
Who am I talking about?
What?
We'll bleep the name.
How did you know?
When I say that, no, he's the T90s. Remember the white and black total 90 boots that Torres wore? Yeah. Bro, am I lying?
He's really in this.
Bro.
He's wetter than that.
Yeah. How many goals a season is he getting, you reckon?
A season he's getting 24, 34.
Yeah, plus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like golden boot when at least five years on the truck.
Yeah, like he's holding it. Yeah, yeah.
But he develops charisma though, right? Huh? He's got some charisma.
Yeah.
And he looks good.
He's a lengute, bro. Yeah, yeah, like that's half of it. Do you know what I mean? You either need to have good chat or just genuinely be a buffute.
Do you find being a taller person is overall beneficial?
Yes.
I definitely agree. I feel like you always hear people, oh my God, I didn't know you're that tall. Yeah. Isn't it, Phil? You hear that one?
Yeah, yeah, I mean, you hear that all the time. It's like an instant impression, isn't it? You know what I'm saying? Isn't it, really? Yeah. It gets jarring though.
Yeah, people don't expect Philly to be as tall as he is when they meet him.
Yeah.
So there's a certain window that women like, apparently, between 5'11 and 6'2". And then after 6'2", people begin to say that's actually not good to have a partner that's over 6'2".
Oh, I've never heard that. I just feel like women like tall men.
No, because there's tall and then there's tall.
Like when I walk in a place with Harry Pinero, I know I'm not chatting to no gal.
Yeah, because really? Harry's taking all of them. Yeah.
What? Tall, dark and handsome. Yeah. All the combos. And you dress good, smell good, and you got a Bentley Bentayga outside. His combination is mental. Yeah, leave him alone. I'll be honest. Harry's a cheat code. Harry's a cheat code, bro.
Yeah.
He's a cheat code, bro. I've witnessed it. I've actually witnessed it. He's you know when people say I am him, they're talking about Harry.
But then what's his...
I don't think Harry has a negative. I can't think of one anyway.
Neither do I, you know.
Why?
Remember, we don't date him, innit?
No.
So it's like, we've only got... But yeah, I think Harry's like... Whoever ends up with Harry, flipping hell, bro. Lucky, lucky human being. Same with my brother Chunks, and I'd like to say the same with me.
Mm-hmm.
Facts. Heavy on the Philly.
I think it's time for a break.
What break?
From the pod.
What?
What?
Yeah.
No, please, Phil.
I don't know why he's acting shocked because we definitely spoke about this off camera.
Did you agree this beforehand?
Yeah, there's no... Are you mad? You think I make decisions on my own for us? I'm not that guy.
What am I doing for a month?
No, but the thing is, we basically are going to... So the people are listening right now. Yeah. I'm probably confused right now. We are going to take a break with the Chunks and Philly show. It won't be long, I promise. It's literally just to recoup, regroup, and redo. I think we want to just maybe have more of a structural... change potentially, and also have some exciting guests,
right?
Because let us know in the comments generally. Like, we are adding there, we're doing content for you guys, so you let us know what you prefer. Is it the videos where it's just me and Phil's and Lawrence, or is it the videos where it's me, Phil's, and a guest?
Well, don't need to ask, I think. I mean, they know,
I think it generally might be these ones, right?
Yeah,
I don't know, because my friends tell me that their favorite episodes are these ones.
Really?
Put it this way, the main reason for the break is that we just want to have lined up and have everything in bulk. Like, a lot of the time it's hard and we're mumbling about in terms of like, yo, what day can we film? Like, today Chunks was at the mosque yesterday till late, and then he woke, we had to like push it back.
Yeah, I was until 6.
Do you get what I'm saying? So it's like, at least if we plan stuff months ahead, so like we say, for example, I don't know, today's April to something, but we say April the 29th, we're going to do Ed Sheeran, putting that one in the air, hopefully.
Ed, get in contact.
Do you get what I'm saying? And then we like, okay, Ed Sheeran's the 29th. We got Drake on the 30th. And then another two episodes with us. And then we film like in bulk because brothers
That's definitely easier that way.
Brothers want time off too, you know?
Do you feel, be honest, a little bit burned out?
I feel burned out, but not because of the Chunks of Philly show, but just because of like content all around.
Oh, you got to remember, yeah. Like Chunks does Beta Squads, his own channel, this... What else?
Brand Deals.
Clean Hearts. JD. JD, that's contracted. Like, the brother's got a lot to do. So I get it. And yeah, we're only human. But that's why we should have done seasons. And if you remember, the reason we didn't do seasons of the Chunks and Philly show was because of who?
Me. It was because of the fact that I felt like it was going so well and people were really enjoying
it. You wanted
it,
to do it every week.
It was stupid to stop whilst the iron was still hot.
Yeah, that's a good phrase.
Is that the phrase?
Yeah, it is.
You kind of have to strike it whilst it's still hot.
Agree and disagree, though, because now we're going to take this break. I feel like the iron's hot now. They're going to be like highly anticipating the next episode.
And Susan, I said, let us know in the comments, because at the end of the day, if I see an influx of comments saying, no, guys, we actually doing, really just dudes? Enjoy you guys just doing this, then we may... No, we probably won't.
Like,
really, mentally, I've like checked out.
Yeah. I feel like...
I'm not going to lie to you guys. I love
you. I feel like the break might...
How about if we... Go on, sorry.
...be more of an off-camera break than an on-camera break, if that makes sense. So actually, we won't actually have that long... It might be like a week, maybe two, where we don't upload. But actually, the time we'll have had off in between will be a lot longer. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, I generally do agree with what you're saying, because technically, obviously, they don't know, but we have three more videos. So it's today, there's the one next week, and the one the week after.
Yeah.
But let's say we start filming in a month's time, then that break would be only a week.
Yeah.
I get you. So guess what? You guys might not even... We might just be waffling to you lots and you have one little break 1 week and they're thinking, well, you know, I only had 1 week.
Furthermore, we might not even put this whole thing off camera in the edit.
Yeah.
Because you've just made me realise we're actually going to get a month off. What was the point in this?
No reason. Lara is finally going to be on camera as well. Lara, come through.
Yeah. Why don't you go stand with them? No, not today.
Yeah, okay. The Lara face reveal.
If you lot saw Lara face reveal, man, will lose their minds.
You reckon?
Yeah, 100%.
The Lara face reveal will be at 2 million subscribers.
Yeah,
and the Lawrence face reveal will be at 1 million subscribers.
That's proportionally where you
literally.
See us in
we've
terms
got a small team, but
I just think it's because if you don't know Lawrence with the podcast world, then maybe you've been under a rockish.
Yeah, they might make appearance on Sky Sports now.
No, like he's really the guy.
They might not getting booked for Maserati.
Can I talk to you about Generations? Can we finish on Generations?
Very quickly, we can do Generations. Yeah, yeah. Yes, of course.
Yeah, that's
what generation? What generation do you two identify as?
I am technically in millennials.
Right.
Because I just made the cut. I was 1996.
Am I in there? I'm 95.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You're millennials. Lawrence is millennials. Lara is Gen Z.
Lara's Gen Z.
Yes.
Wait, how old are you, Lara?
38.
That's wound. Like, she just come out.
She's 22.
Blood on her. Wipe her down, man. Fucking no, she's a young one. Wipe that down. Water and towel that.
How much that weigh? So.
You're cute, yeah? Where were you born? 2002?
2001.
Yeah, you're saying she's brand. You know you were six when she was born.
You know water and towel that.
Yeah, basically means she's just come out the womb.
Try that.
Yeah, dry it off. Umbilical cord. Snip him off.
Wow.
Yeah. He's trying to say she's fresh.
No, that's crazy though. When she was born, I was six.
Yeah.
That's mental.
That's not that weird.
That's how life works.
No, I know that, but it's only because man know Lara, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Did you think she presents as older to you?
Yeah, she's very mature. But then I know her in a work environment, so how old is she going to present herself? Do you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's only standard.
Lawrence, how old are you?
Too old, 35.
It's not too old, bruv. So you're born in 19... Wait, let me do the maths. 35. My sister is... 89?
88.
88. So you're close. In between my two sisters.
Good year.
Mm.
88. But, so you are millennials as well?
I'm millennials. But, so you said you think this generation is sort of messed up, right? But you're like cusp. What's messing this generation up?
Social media.
I think created by millennials and Gen X. So the previous generations are messing up this generation.
Who's Gen X?
Gen X is 1965 to 1980. So
maybe that's when technology started to get created on a mad ease.
And started to get a little bit...
of course, because it would have been made by Gen X. So Gen X, and potentially even boomers too, are the murderers of this generation. But then what is millennials going to do for the next generation? Because I think our things are starting to be in fruition now. Between 28 and 43, it's our chance to basically undo what Gen X done.
So Gen X had, they're apparently, according to online sources, they're the product of shifting societal values in that time.
Yes.
And I feel like that's reflected in what we're going through now.
Yes.
So all this, you know, is something right? Is something wrong? Is this morally right? Is this morally wrong? We're suffering from that right now. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I feel
yes.
like by the time that you're not happy with your lips.
No, he does this little thing on his lips that he's been doing since 2011.
Would you ever get them permanently like that?
He looks horrendous. He's like Jim Carrey in that, what's that thing?
The Grinch.
Yeah, there you go, The Grinch. He looks like The Grinch.
How can you do that? What is that?
I don't know. He's been able to do that from ages. I haven't seen it in a long time, though. You haven't done it in a long time.
Good on
it. Yeah, no, I hate it. Gen Z is to 2012. What's the next generation called?
Do you want to know?
Yeah.
We looked up. It's called Generation Alpha.
What?
Yeah.
Alpha's after Gen Z?
Sucks. Yeah.
Alpha's 2012 to 2024?
Yeah. Random.
Alpha where? Where are the Alpha?
I don't know, actually.
This is weed thoughts, and I don't smoke, but who comes up with this, bro, and who says, yes, we're calling it that?
So it's the first letter of the Greek alphabet. Generation Alpha has been born at a time of failing fertility rates across a lot of the world.
Do you know that, by the way?
And experienced the effects of COVID-19.
Fertility rates are going down, so there's going to be less utes.
You're lying.
Yeah, but also because of the fact that it's so expensive to have utes nowadays, so people are having less. Somalis, my peoples, yeah? Growing up, my parents' generation, they had minimum, I think on average, correct me if I'm wrong, I think average 5 utes.
So what, how many people in yours?
I've got 5 of mine.
So you're average?
I generally think that average Somali family, like when I tell the Somalis, they're like, oh, you only got 4 siblings, like generally. So obviously there's some that have 1, 2, 3, but majority, correct me if I'm wrong, 4 onwards. There's families that have 9, 8, 7. Sharky's got 7, I think. Like, wow. You know what I mean? It's the norm.
What's your norm? What would you see?
I think now, it's moving onwards for Somalis, especially because I can only speak on my peoples, I think it's going to go to 3 on average because of the fact that it's so expensive.
To live.
To have kids. I'm hearing people saying it costs like £2,000 a month for a ute. You obviously, you're a dad.
It's expensive.
It's expensive, yeah?
Two grand a month is a bit crazy, but like, yeah.
So they're lying. But it's quite a bit regardless.
It's a lot, but it's not too much. You love them.
Who was the one that said Alpha's the name for the new gen? The next gen that's coming?
Wikipedia.
It's jarring, man. Who makes that up?
Like, I'm happy with that one. You know? I like millennials.
Millennials are really
It's too much on the tongue.
Gen Z sounds like you're getting violated. It sounds a bit like a diss. Oh, he's Gen Z.
Nah, I think that sounds cold.
But you think that's
where are you from? Gen Z.
And you know, I don't like it's the fact that it's called Gen Z, so we already conform to how Americans pronounce it.
Right.
It should be Gen Z.
Fairs.
So
Z is their thing, you're not even lying.
Yeah, Z I think is a Canadian. And they even say H.
H.
For H.
H. Yeah, as H. in like Broski, is it? Yeah.
H. I think London, UK and Australia say H. Compared to America, Canada, let's say H.
You know, if you go to Somalia, right? Or you go anywhere, do you think their Gen Z or Gen Z is the same as our Gen Z?
Do you know how much I love that question? Because Ooh. Guess what? No, they're not.
How you mean?
I think every single generation has been the same. Obviously now they're slowly getting to... Do you know what it is? How about this? They are 20 years behind us technology-wise. Mm-hmm. Do you get it?
Mm-hmm.
So... The gen that was born, their Gen Zs are like our millennials.
In terms of what they know of, what they have access to, though, because they know what an iPhone is, but they might not have it.
Like, you got 5-year-olds that are working on the street cleaning shoes. A 5-year-old in UK cleaning, or in America.
Has got an iPad.
I got an iPad, and all they do is, they know how to type in YouTube password, they don't know anything. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. Mm.
So back home is completely different.
Yeah.
Mm. Back home, a 10-year-old is looking after the whole family. Genuinely, bro.
Right.
Whereas over here in the US...
Good question, Lawrence.
Yeah. So no, they're completely different.
Every generation apparently has something they carry with them. What do you think you guys carry with you? Like, what do you think?
Give me an example of maybe another generation of what they've carried, and maybe we can tell you ours.
For instance, like, you know, Gen X, they were responsible for changing values, trying to reflect that in government, reflect that in, you know, just the way that we lived our lives. So they went from traditional, Gen X is like going from traditional to more liberal values.
Okay.
Millennials were then the product of that. And that's what we are technically.
So go on.
And then Gen Z is like, I feel like Gen Z is like millennials, but supercharged to go, you know, so liberal.
Do you think Gen X weren't liberal? I think it was us that made it liberal.
No, so Gen X were the preparation for becoming more liberal, if that makes sense.
Okay, okay.
They were pushing for it.
Because and then millennials is where it became more of a liberal kind of place.
Yeah.
Then Gen Z were...
They were like the product of that.
Yep.
And then Gen Alpha, I feel like that's like...
I think Gen Alpha, we need to protect these lots right now, ASAP, because they're the ones that are obviously 11 under. So those are those ones we need to be careful, because I feel like people have done a bad job. I think millennials did a bad job with Gen Z.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. So I feel like Alpha,
we definitely did still. It's not even a really. Like, what we've been saying from the start is how badly we've influenced people. Remember, Chunks was saying about the 12-year-old kids covering their faces. That's all down to us, bro. It's not even a really one. Like, it's actually mad sad. The way the world's going. I don't see it getting better. I love that you're so positive about it, though.
Yeah, I think millennials...
I love that you think that it's...
had a shitter still.
Yeah, but it's mad. I don't think we'll ever see the day of kids playing out together.
Really?
Yeah.
Playing out in the sense of, like, what, running around the streets and stuff and, like, having a good time?
All right, cool. Maybe I'm exaggerating to a certain point. But back in the days, like, unless it's, like, your hobby, I don't see kids going to go ride bikes. Unless you want to be a pro, that's the only time you're going to go to the cage and play ball.
That is a little bit, I feel like that I agree with elements of that. I feel like it might be going the other way now though. So we're still seeing Gen Z, whereas for instance, like my kids are still inside. I feel like Gen Alpha is going to go the other way.
Yeah, your kids are still young though,
isn't it? They're still young. Yeah, so yeah. We were walking down the street the other day, it's half term. He sees his best friend. She's his little girl. And they run to each other, hug each other, they were playing for 3 hours in the playground.
Oh, dope.
That's great. But they weren't on computers, they weren't any of that.
But is it because of the fact that you've restricted your kids from too much technology?
Or I mean, now we're getting personal, but he plays PlayStation with me sometimes. He's not as good as me, but like he can direct a car around the streets, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I think that's fine though, because we were playing PS2 when we were kids as well. Like, I think it's fine, but I'm saying it's all about limiting to a certain 100%. Amount of hours, yeah. You know what I'm trying to say? Obviously, I'm not telling you how to be a parent, brother, but I'm just saying that I feel like the new gen, new parents, I think, because I've seen it with my own family members, like to shush a baby, you just give them an iPad. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Whereas compared to like, it wasn't like that back in the days because they couldn't give you, we couldn't get an iPad.
There is
you know what
no I'm iPad. Trying
to say? So it's like, in order to be quiet, you just kind of have to be quiet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My sister definitely limits it with my niece. Now we've learnt this new one, yeah? We've learnt this new little tactic. So she'll just go in tantrums. And then my mum's gone, look, when you're talking to her and you want her to stop crying, don't talk down at her. You get on her level. I swear to God, it works every time. I'm not saying it works with every baby, but it works with my niece.
Give me an example.
So I go down on my knees and I go like, Amelia, it's okay, stop crying, stand up. I swear she stops instantly. Mm-hmm. But if I say it like this, stood up, Amelia, stop crying, come, give me a hug. Up, up, up. She won't do it. But the second you go down like that on her level and make her understand, Joe, it's cool, you know, she always stops crying. It's crazy.
Someone's going to be a good dad.
Yeah, I can't wait. My mum says it all the time and that confirms it. It's different coming from your friends. No offense, love you, man. But you see,
we don't care about what we say.
No, shut up. But the day my mum looked at me and said, I can't wait for you to be a dad because you're going to be a good one. I said, yeah, gangster. No, I'm going to be
She knows you're getting towards the age as well where it's like, you know, come on.
No, not really. There's no one in the books.
You never know.
What about you? So are you only having a kid when you're married?
Yeah.
So you don't want a kid out of wedlock?
I can't lie.
Obviously,
I do think it's necessary.
Huh?
And I mean this in the best way.
No, I don't know.
See, it's like Dios, which means if it's God's will, then it's God's will. You feel me? But if I had it my way, then
I wouldn't even think about having a kid outside of wedlock. So for me, it's different. I'm just asking for Philly.
We'd know if there was a little Philly running around out there in the world right now.
Yeah, of course you would.
That kid would be viral already.
Yeah. Yeah, three years old.
Well, slap him on here. Go on, intro.
Question.
I said intro. I'm joking.
I think that's one thing that's gonna get we're gonna get rid of as well, you know?
Right.
You just getting punched up in that.
Really?
I'm not going to hit my ute.
Yeah, I'm going to hit my ute.
Oh, right. Sorry, I thought you meant between each other.
No.
I'm not going to hit my kids.
Obviously, millennials, I mean, Gen X used to love a good...
Ruck.
You know what I mean? Whereas I think with millennials, we know the impact it's had on us growing up. So I think it's going to be a thing where our generation is the one... Because obviously we're starting to have kids now. I already have kids. 28 to 43, that's a big market. That's a big gap. But yeah, I think those are the ones that are going to stop, not abusing, but hitting their child.
Mm. It didn't have an effect on me though. Like I definitely got some serious beats and with several different items in the house.
What was your favourite?
I got beat with a wire antenna once.
Yeah.
Closest thing in reach.
What's your favourite?
My favourite what?
Yeah, to get a thing to get hit with.
It's the belt.
You like that one?
Yeah.
You're a sicko.
Because I'm very good, good at pretending that it mad hurt. Calm.
Yeah, confirm that.
But it was good that I understood and it was good to some extent that I've received that because certain times man weren't learning. But then as I got older, I just could deal with the pain more. But then I learned more when you would just sit me there and just...
Talk.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I loved a good slip hooker. That really never hurt.
But I understood why this.
I used to act like it hurt.
I understood why my parents made those decisions because that's all their parents showed them. Do you get what I'm saying?
No, yeah, yeah. But they'll get it twisted. I'm not coming on a judgmental one. Yeah. I'm just saying, obviously, I don't think we'll do that. I don't think we will do that. I think we know how we can just
got licks of a while.
Yeah,
because I was playing with a fire extinguisher in school.
Yeah,
I grabbed it, had it here, and went and everyone pretend it was my.
We would
my juices. Yeah.
Yeah.
Deserved it then.
Yeah.
Did he get suspended?
Yeah. Got excluded.
How long did he get excluded for? A
couple of days.
Is it?
Yeah.
What would you do now if your son came home and he'd done that though?
Can I be real?
You're spreading.
Can I be real?
Yeah.
I tell him off and then go to my wife. Hey, little Camilo's a rascal, you know. That's funny.
It's funny,
but then I said...
Pretend like I'm little Camilla right now, and yeah. I just came back home, so I just... Because you already know, the school called you already, so look.
Camilo! Venga pa' acá!
Oh, he speaks Spanish, yeah?
Yeah. Right, in the house, we have to. How's he going to learn Spanish?
I like that.
Yeah.
Camilo!
Yes, Dad?
Venga pa' acá!
Yeah.
Why was you misbehaving today in school?
It was just a joke, Dad. I was just playing about with everybody.
So, Camilo, how about if there's fire in the school... And because you've raised their fire extinguisher, all your students are not safe now.
Sorry, Dad. I'm so sorry.
Go to your room and bring the Xbox down, right? Xbox for the rest of the week.
No, please, don't, please. Go on now, please.
You're already punishing this kid, Xbox.
Yeah, that's his world.
That's
he loves it.
That's a real punishment.
Go up to the room. Furthermore, come here. Back of his head. Go on, get up there.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a little one.
Wife now. All right, baby. Yeah, what we got for dinner?
Yeah.
He tell you. Yeah, fire extinguisher. Good
Fairs. Dog. But you're not going to let him hear that.
Yeah, what? Can't.
Okay.
I can't. You'll
be like that then?
Yeah. Right. I'm never going to hit my U. I'm definitely going to do them ones though. Small. Like you got to feel
something,
man.
Yeah.
And it depends how old he is. Like how old?
No, he's 16. He's 16.
Oh, what? You might even get a little bag in the chest. I'll be real. Nah, if it's 1-6, right?
In the chest.
What?
No, that's too much. Though. That's,
I said that. That's, so this that's, one's that's a lot. Ribbed. Just this one then.
Yeah, just, what's wrong with you?
No, I never in the face.
In his nose, just a little
bit. No, just chest.
Yeah.
Or belly.
Yeah.
Wind him.
Yeah.
We're joking. We're joking, by the way. We're joking.
Don't wind your kids.
Yeah.
Imagine.
What would you?
Yeah, that one's mental. Treating him like he's a road Jew.
Yeah. In his rib.
And why that face?
When you're angry. My dad used to bite his lip.
So did my mum.
They used to go, like, I used to go, oh, when I see that little bite lip joints. It was...
And why did parents, whenever they was hitting you, yeah, they would talk on every hit?
Why did I tell you to? Yeah.
Just dealing with man.
Yeah, dealing with wrong, man. I don't remember my brother got
but I'm just like, ah,
you know,
really?
You know the little brush that you brush the back of your...
Never, they wouldn't do that
My dad...
No, they wouldn't. I know your pops, he wouldn't do that.
He gave it to my brother once. Goof! Yeah, it was a bad day that day. let me not talk too much because my dad watches this. But Alba, you remember?
Wait.
It was a bad one, Alba.
Wait, show me how. So look, your brother's head, and how did your brother's head go?
He just went. I'll call my brother right now. Wallahi, I call him. Wallahi, I call my brother. Wallahi, shall I call my brother? I'm calling.
Hey, what? He got knocked out from the brush?
To confirm it.
What? Not what? Like out?
He was gone still.
Was he?
Disaster.
Don't get him wrong.
That day, you know me, I pretended to sleep because I was too scared. Ahmed, I'm on the podcast right now, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you remember that time that Pops gave you the, you know, the brush? You know the little brush that he brushed the back of your in the shower, your back?
Yeah.
Remember when you got that combo when Alba came to the bedroom and he gave you one of the headpiece? And then when he hit in the headpiece, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's when he just got himself stolen.
Yeah, he forgot it. That day he, because remember, I pretended like I was asleep and then I woke up and said, yo, you're all right. That one was a bad one.
Yeah, I told you, bro.
We used to get punched out.
That one was...
Look,
he's talking slow because that's what happened to him.
What, Broski, was it? Broski, was that the harshest one?
That one or the metal or the belt one time.
Oh!
Low key, man was a nightmare, though, isn't it?
Yeah, he was. I can't lie. He needed those ones.
Is it?
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie.
Well, like, he growing up needed those ones. Because you know what my dad did? Yeah, my dad clocked that the leather bit stopped hurting, so he started to give man the buckle bit. And that's when he upgraded.
Yeah, yeah.
That's when he lost it. That's when that's it.
Pops, yeah. Lost
Say that. I say that, Ahmed.
I love it.
I can't lie. My brother did. For looking back at my brother, was tapped. He needed a.
Yeah.
So that one, I remember hearing the noise. I said, his skull's broken. I've lost my brother. But he was all right, alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. But guys, this is just a lesson from us to you lots. Please do not abuse your children. I completely understand. At the time, it made sense for my father, and I'm not out.
And my family.
How did it make you feel about your parents?
In that moment, I absolutely hated them. But obviously, I was a kid.
Did you get it?
I did understand it. I thought to myself, if I do something wrong, then I deserve.
There's that Jamaican saying, man. If you don't listen, you must feel. Like if, because I don't agree with it. Like if I'm talking to you 100,000 times and you're making the same mistake, then maybe I would put my hand on my kid like that. Maybe not to that extreme how I got it with like an antenna wire and your brother got it with the belt and a brush getting hit on his head.
It was I'm
definitely going to make you like feel my palms, sad. Man. You have to, man.
Yeah.
That Jamaican saying's perfect, genuinely. If you don't listen, you must feel, bro. How am I meant to
listen, you must feel.
I've spoke to you in so many different ways. I've used your mom, your sister, aunt, no, a flipping therapist, a counsellor, your school teacher, your best friend, and nothing's working. What am I meant to do, bro?
Punch him up.
Do you know what I'm saying? No, not punch him up.
No, I hear what you're saying.
Do you get what I'm saying? I've got to make you feel fearful of something. I get it. Or maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. It's just my opinion.
No, I get it. I feel like it's an interesting conversation to have because, you know, there's also generations where they haven't been hit or maybe people hide the abuse that they've had. Some people are... And you guys don't seem like you were abused. You don't present
not abused.
No, we got hit.
I got hit when I did something wrong,
bro. I'm not saying half of the mad stories that I went through growing up.
Yeah, same. That also that.
Trust me,
to protect my mum and dad's image.
Some things for me were really dark, but it's not that deep, bro. I'm sweet. I'm cool, man.
Yeah. Generally, hand on heart, I wouldn't change anything about my upbringing. Generally, I'm so happy.
Certain times I deserved it,
and you know what I mean. My brother might suffer with CTE.
Yeah.
As you can see, he was stuttering a bit. I don't know why that happened. Maybe he was a bit nervous because of the cameras. But
celebrity called him.
Man, true. Right. Yeah, that is
true. His little brother, man.
That's my older brother.
No, I'm saying.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yes.
Does anyone call you Chunks in your family?
No, that's disrespectful. I feel like people that like I know. Because the thing is, I've met Philly as Chunks, so it's more understandable. Same way I call Philly, but your mum and your family call you Pipe.
No, everyone calls me Philly.
Your family?
No, I'm joking.
Yeah, so
everyone calls me Pipe.
Pipe, yeah.
It's because it's just a shortening of Felipe.
Yeah.
But it's like Thomas and Tom, innit?
Yeah,
if your name's Felipe in Colombia, you get called Pipe.
Technically, Pipe. I should be calling Felipe Pipe.
Yeah, and I should be calling him, I mean.
Yeah.
It would be a bit confusing on camera, though, if you went, you know, with Pipe. And
over time, I feel like you understand, right? Cool, I call him Pipe, he calls me Amin.
Have you ever had nicknames for each other?
He used to call me Pretty Boy.
Yeah.
And you used to call him?
Phils.
Phils is a, yeah.
Yeah. Before I thought of young Philly, I was going to be called Little Pipe.
Little Pipe?
But it means Little Pipe, innit? Pipe is spelled the same
P-I-P-E,
as Pipe.
Yeah, I know.
So I was going to be Little Pipe.
Yeah, that wouldn't have worked.
Little Pipe. Little That's pipe, like, I'm letting the gal know that my thing's not even long and strong.
No, but it's the opposite because you feel like, you know, positive enough about your whatever to just be like, yeah, whatever.
Little Pipe is washed.
If you did that one, I couldn't chill with you, man.
You reckon?
Chunks of Little Pipe.
Yeah. Chunks of Little Pipe Show.
Yeah, that would go with it.
Chunks and his Little Pipe Show. Wow, that's a wild one.
Hey.
But guys, we're going to just round off this episode by saying, please don't feel pressured to look a certain way, to be a certain way, because guess what? There's only one you on this earth. And embrace yourself, embrace your imperfections, embrace the things about yourself that you don't like, because over time that might change. And guess what? Over time you might even end up liking that thing about you. Like Philly, for example, who's got a scar in his hand, which he hated initially. But guess what now? Philly, do you like it?
I love it.
So please, guys, embrace yourself. You are beautiful no matter what they say. Words can't bring you down. Now, that's just the quote I came up with pure
Chunks,
from my head.
Another one, 2024,
Thank
man.
Thank you very much, man. Appreciate it. I've been Chunks.
And I've been Philly, and please get us to 1 milli.
Yes, and this might be a little break, but just know, say we love you guys. Please let us know in the comments what you want to see, topics you want us to talk about, and we will try and do that for you. And Clean Hearts is coming soon, man. This new drop, guys, make sure you support it, because I am going broke, so I need some help. Clean Hearts, man. Love.
And even though it's a little break, don't be a little snake. And make sure you subscribe and stay locked, for goodness sake.
Stay awake.
Yeah. And I like peppercorn with my steak.
And I like Kit Kats because it takes a break.
5 years ago, I used to wake and bake.
But now the money that I make
all adds up and I accumulate.
But still, I'm out here procrastinating.
Yeah, okay, right. Yeah, take care, man.
And if I see the lard, then I make sure I prostrate. Oh, I'm trying to see straight.
100%. I like that ending. No, seriously though, support my boy's brand, yeah? Clean Hearts. Love. 100%.